Abstract Athlete Podcast, where art and sports collide. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Abstract Athlete Podcast. Check out our website, theabstractathlete.com, and our social media platforms for our product lines, news, and upcoming events. And remember to listen to the two other podcasts on the Abstract Athlete Network, the Abstract Doctors Podcast and the Abstract Veterans Podcast. Really excited about the podcast today, kind of a second annual Super Bowl edition podcast. Lucky enough to have worked with the NFLPA's Professional Athletes Foundation for the last 5 years. This special edition episode and event we collaborated with the NFLPAF called Painting with the Pros, held at West Preparatory Academy in Las Vegas. In order of appearance, we have entrepreneur, co-founder of Goody Two Shoes Foundation, and former NFL player Tony Birdie, actor, creative, and former NFL player Isaac Keys, entrepreneur, founder of The Splendid Circle, and former NFL player Rashad Kent, and principal of West Preparatory Academy, Miss Yolanda Brown. Make sure to follow Tony on Instagram at GTSFLV, Isaac on Instagram at Isaac Keys, Rashad on Instagram at the_real_VSKLASS, and Principal Yolanda Brown at www.westprep.net. Let's welcome Tony Birdie, Isaac Keys, Rashad Kent, and Principal Yolanda Brown.
And at the end of that event, it made such an impact on our friends who volunteer with us and some community. The president of Wells Fargo Bank came up to us and said, well, how much money is it going to cost Wells Fargo to do 500 kids next year? And we had never thought about next year. And so next year became 500, then 750. Then 2007, we formally became a foundation of 501c3. And then 2009, we got to the point where we were doing so much. I had a full-time gig, you know, real job out in the world selling, doing real estate stuff, you know, and we got to the point where like we either had to get big or kill it, because it was, we have two boys, we're trying to raise two boys to be, you know, strong, independent men. So we decided over a bottle of wine and a napkin, this crazy idea to build a trailer and build a NASCAR trailer and fill it with 3,000 plus pairs of shoes and take it out to places and give shoes to kids. And since then, the first 9 years of Goody Two Shoes, we outfitted about 20,000 kids. After those 9 years, the last 11, we've outfitted over 120,000 kids with brand new shoes and socks.
And we're going to have a helicopter flyover. Oh, there it is. It's astounding. I do want people to go to check out your website and check out social media, because again, like, you literally have created a mobile shoe store. Like, for lack of a better way to say it. I mean, I guess that is the way to say it. And you're a professional athlete. Like, we were joking, like, you said, you were telling me a story, we were walking about, you called your mom, and like, you're like, goals as a kid, you wanted to drive a truck and you wanted to play pro football, and you did both. And now what? But now you're like, you're doing this thing. And I know I said this to you, and I know this is only in Vegas. You say you work with the Andre Agassi Foundation, other foundations, but to me, this is a national, I don't want to say a brand, but it is a national brand. Like, the goodwill that you're like creating, and again, like the smiles on the kids' faces and the community and all these things that, I mean, it's, for me, it's like sad that we have to do stuff like this, but at the same time, it's like, it's amazing that we have people like you to do this. And we're going to get you on an actual podcast, but was the transition from football right to this, or did you do something right after football? Like, just out of curiosity.
So no, this was, I actually started selling real estate here in Las Vegas. I became the general manager of one of the largest real estate companies in Las Vegas. I managed 6 offices and 600 agents. So I really, philanthropy wasn't our first choice. We always say, Goody Two Shoes kind of happened to us. It was an idea. Again, my wife was to stay at home with our two boys at very young ages. And she has a background in marketing and stuff, and she just couldn't get over the the Pele shoe drives we do in San Diego. She couldn't get over that experience of the kids and stuff. And so she saw the Paul Newman's Make a Difference Day thing and decided we were going to do something on Make a Difference Day. And that's literally how it started, from the seed of an idea to now we've outfitted over 140, I think the number's 143, 144,000 kids here in Las Vegas since the inception of this whole thing. And we outfit every year between, last year was 11,404 kids we outfitted. So that number gets bigger every year. So,
well, and today that we're doing this event here at the school, and it's with the NFLPA, the Professional Athletes Foundation. And it's like really cool because, again, all this goodwill, shall we say, is the best, you know, and like giving shoes, creativity, mental health, all these different things that, like, you know, I just want to say thank you because this is literally badass. I mean, I just love this. So anyways, we're going to get you on a real podcast soon. So thank you, brother. Former player, creative, actor. What else do you want to say?
I like that. I like that. That sounds amazing. I'm sure something else will come to mind, but
okay, we'll keep that open. Well, thank you, Aide. I know we met last year at Smocks and Jocks, and I know you've been working with the NFLPAF for years now. And I'm with the Abstract Athlete, that we actually provided the kits for this year. How do you, like, how, like, what was the transition for you to, like, to be creative? Were you always a creative kid? Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, as you can say, you know, as a kid, you just growing up, you had that imagination. You just go out there and you play. And, you know, I grew up in that time where we spent all day outside. So we built clubhouses. We played, you know, the different games. Or we'd be throwing rocks at each other, whatever it may be, chasing each other, tag, racing in the streets, building ramps. So I guess you could say I've always been creative. I think it just kind of started to come out as I matured and got older, you know, especially through sports. You got to be creative playing sports. You know, you got to be creative in that aspect for us. You know, how you move, how you work out, and, you know, how to make plays, whatever it may be.
Well, and for me, it's like, I mean, I watch you play growing up, but like, because I'm older than you, but it's cool to, like, see what you're doing now. You're on a show on Stars. Like, it's really badass. And, like, to me, like, when we chatted a little bit last year, and the thing that came to me is, like, you're just so damn humble. Like, no, I'm being dizzy. Like, you know, like, you're just so chill. Like, you're such a nice dude. Like, it has to be, like, really cool, though, to get to that highest point as an athlete and to get to this highest point as a creative. Like, do you see, like, I was a baseball player growing up, you know, could have played pro, and now I'm an artist. And it's like, do you see, like, connection? Because that's what we're trying to talk about, is the connections between creativity and sports for mental health and all these things.
I think it's an outlet. You know, it's like, I am blessed. Like, you know, we people try to strive to live one dream, and I've been blessed to live two right now. And I think that's what brings that humility to it as well. And I've always been an underdog. So it's like, I've always worked for both of these dreams, you know, so it worked my way up. So that's humility. And I understand the work ethic that goes behind. And I try to instill that into everyone that I, you know, I touch or reach out to. And especially when you're dealing with kids right now, is just letting them know to kind of be more of inspiration. I want to be inspiration. I want to just let them know that dreams, you know, can come true. As, you know, cliche as it sounds, but it can. I'm walking proof of that, but it's just about the creativity and aligning to having opportunities like this to be able to have that outlet, to be able to use that creativity, and where it goes, you necessarily don't know. That's the beautiful part about it.
But I always say the cool part about, like, having, like, we work with Percy King over here, and it's like big athletes, like professional athletes, when people see that they're creative, whether it's acting, whether it's being a painter, or whatever it is, it gives people permission to be creative. Because I think a lot of times, especially for men, that, like, we're not allowed to be vulnerable, sensitive and stuff. And so, like, for me, it's like, you use the word inspiring. Like, you are an inspiration, like, to, like, kids here or wherever, because it's like, oh, this guy did this. So I want to say thank you for doing what you do. And like I said, I'd love to get you on a long podcast. Yeah. I know you're a busy guy. But
no, I would love that too. I mean, one thing I like about podcasts and kind of have you touch on is where you can be vulnerable. You can kind of talk and be able to share that, you know, I think there's strength in vulnerability. And, you know, when you have that, you know, I think it gives you just another level of maturity. But again, that strength that they can help carry over to other things in life. And yeah, I would love to actually come on the show. I say it here first. You got to record it and everything. We'll work out the logistics and we'll make that happen. But no, thank you.
Cool. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. how did you get into creativity?
Percy,
we know. We got to.
Actually, through the NFLPA, I got an opportunity to be a part of the Painting with the Pros. And then once, you know, I saw, like, the kids' faces and how in tune they were with being creative and their creative side. And they just needed a platform to go and be able to be creatives. And this provides that platform. So once I was a part of that.
And the mental health benefits, like we always talk about that. Like, it's like, do you, like, for me as an ex-athlete, I wish I had this kind of thing to do as a kid, which you just didn't know about. Like, is it like that give back? Like, it feels like you obviously have that give back component to what you, what were you just talking about?
Yeah, for sure. Just like you said, like when we were kids, we didn't have opportunities like this. And, you know, it could have changed the trajectory of our lives if we were able to be in platforms and participate in events like this. So we didn't have that. And now that they do have it, whatever that can be done for us to help give back and help these kids expand, you know, their creativity and their will to be great. That's what we're going to do, and that's what this does.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think, like, as an ex-athlete, do you think, because one of the things we talk about is the idea of, like, professional athletes being creative as well and having that, because, I mean, I'm sure you know, like, everybody defined you as an athlete growing up, but we're all creative beings, but, like, they don't see that other side. Do you think it's, like, something where the NFL, the Major League Baseball, basketball, whoever, like, should really push that, like, you know, I hate to say more, hashtag more than an athlete, but that idea of, like, we are more than what people think that we are?
That's exactly what it is. I think it gives us an opportunity to show people we're more than athletes. We're actually human beings. We're actually, you know, creatives. We care. We have emotion. Like, we're just like everybody else. It's just we were really good at what we did, and it allowed us to be, you know, it put us in a different stratosphere. But at the same time, we all came from the same struggle, so we understand. So the most important thing is to get, you know, where we're going and really pay it forward and lift as you climb. You have to go back, same circumstances you was in, you have to change that, be the change you want to see.
Awesome, brother, thank you so much. The Abstract Athlete Get Stacked Paint and Puzzle Kit. Creative exercise designed in collaboration with former Ohio State Buckeye and NFL player Percy King. Create art as exercise for the mind. Order one of our art kits today, available at theabstractathlete.com, beginagaintoys.com, or on Amazon. The Abstract Athlete, where art and sport collide. Thank you for, I'm recording already. Thank you. So, it's so awesome to see you again.
You too.
And I'm so sorry I don't get to come back out in a couple weeks.
Well, that's just not fair.
I promise I'll visit again. I promise. I drive out west all the time. So maybe I'll swing through and say hi.
Okay. But, please do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this, like, because I wanted to have you as part of this podcast with a couple of the, you know, the players that were involved in this, this event. And, you know, I feel so lucky that we're involved in this, but it's like, it's more about, like, I feel lucky that we get to meet people like you, we get to meet your students, because, like, I always, like, kind of sit back and watch when these things are going on. And I saw, like, the joy in your face. You actually participated in the Painting with the Pros with one of our kits. And, like, to see the joy and kind of the, I want to say, vulnerability of your students and allowing themselves to do it and allowing them, like, when they're doing the presenting of the pieces, how, like, kind of honored they were. Like, how did you feel? Like, first of all, how long have you been at West Prep?
Okay, so here's the down and dirty. I used to be a teacher here 22 years ago. Okay. And I left, pursued other career teaching positions, became an administrator, So I came back here about 5 years ago as the assistant principal for almost 2 years. And then the opportunity came to become the principal. So it's been 5 years that I've been here. But I was a teacher here 22 years ago.
I think I told you I'm a professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. So please send your students our way, by the way. But I think we chatted about is really just, I'm not sure that people really understand how difficult it is in an academic setting. And you, I mean, it's crazy to me. You're the principal, not just of elementary, not just of middle school, but of high school also. So like you're the amount of faculty that you work with, and doctors or whoever, and the students, like you just, I'm thankful that you actually have time to do this, because I can't even imagine. I'm so busy and I only teach 3 classes. But was it something that you always imagined doing, like becoming, like going from teacher to administration? Like what was the draw for you like on that?
So I knew in 6th grade that I wanted to be a teacher. Yep. Dean, assistant principal, and a principal. And I remember writing the letter to myself in 6th grade in Miss Thompson's classroom at Joe Mackey. It was a 6th grade center at that time. And as I continued to pursue that opportunity and then became a teacher and teaching at West Prep, when it became a K-12, it's the only school that I've ever wanted to be the principal of.
Wow.
Other opportunities came and I passed them up. So I don't even know how to explain when you set dreams and aspirations and then you just see them come to fruition. So this is definitely my passion, my heart, and this is where I want to retire from. It's West Prep.
And you can tell that, like I just the energy that you had on that day. And like, I guess it goes to the main question, like, what do you think was the impact of this event? And we're lucky enough, and I'm so glad that we're coming back to do this, because this is part of like this long plan that when Chris and I started this business of what we wanted to do is like, really inspire and an impact, not just students, but like faculty. Like, so like, what is the impact that you saw from that day and like, and from that point on? Because like, it was so cool to watch even the faculty members come in and there was just like this energy, like, has that continued? And like, again, like, I think the fun part to me is that we are returning to do another event with different students. And like, in my head, it's like, I can see this growing and growing and growing. Like, so what was that impact for you?
The biggest impact for me is because there's a lot of hustle and bustle, right? There's a lot of personalities on this campus, right? From the very mature kids to the immature kids, the kids who know what they want to pursue in life. And those are who still trying to find their way, right? In addition to that, I don't know if it was COVID, but I find so many kids struggle socially, emotionally, just trying to identify who they are, what brings them peace. Yep. And I say that again, what brings them peace? What makes them happy? We spend a lot of time focusing on the instructional piece. I think we struggle just as a society with helping kids emotionally. So the biggest takeaway for me that day was to A, see my kids. If you hear some feedback, that's our morning announcements. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But was to see my kids in a different light, right? Because I sat next to probably the most amazing but rambunctious student, right? Who could spew so much negativity and can't find anything positive about anything. But to see him in a different light and to see him come in, I hate painting. Oh, my pain. Am I here? Right. Your first reaction is, oh, my God, we made a mistake. He shouldn't be here. But he absolutely should be, because in just a matter of hours, he changed. He grew. That's what I love more than anything, was to see my kids find an outlet that wasn't video games, that wasn't a cell phone. But even as I painted, my mind is always constantly going. But I was able to shut everything off and just focus on this beautiful piece that I was making in front of me. So I'm hoping that my kids found an outlet. That's why I was so motivated to turn around and do this again with my middle school kids, because they struggle even more than the high school kids with social identity. They don't know who they are. They don't know how to find peace. They don't know how to identify with, just deal with everyday life. We need to figure out ways to give kids different outlets that has nothing to do with social media, but them finding their creativity.
And you hit so many nails on the head there that I've actually started a class that kind of mirrors what the business is, and it's called Art and Athletics. So I was almost a professional. I think we talked. I was almost a professional baseball player. I played baseball in college, but I've always been creative. And so I started this class at Virginia Commonwealth called Art and Athletics, and it mirrors what we did at your school. I talk about physical things in the class, but it's predominantly a creative class. And it's giving these students, like you said, this opportunity to be creative and to disappear. And like, to me, what was so amazing about the event is that it was about 2 hours. And nobody moved. They were all buried into their projects. And that is the telltale sign that you're lost in it. But it's I always tell students, and I'm always willing, by the way, if you ever want me to do a Zoom with a class, let me know. I do that with other schools and different stuff. I always tell students the project that we did at your school, that was the start. Now find something that you like to do. That can be writing poetry. It could be writing beats on your computer. It can be painting. It can be draw. Creativity is infinite. Doing a podcast. Yes. This is creative to me because it's like a blues song. It's like a call and response. It's always fun to me, to see when that literal light bulb goes off, where that kid that you're talking about, when he stood up and told that story, I think that's the same kid about his sibling, correct?
Yeah.
And it was it was emotional. I think there was, it was emotional to a lot of people. I had a couple people I talked to after, I almost cried.
And
the fact that, you said, he went from this, I don't want to do this, I hate this, to opening up and that speaks volumes. It just speaks volumes. And I want to have other faculty members involved in the next outing.
And we're planning to do something when they're on March 6th in the evening from the faculty, but I didn't get a lot of turnout participation, but hopefully that'll change in the coming week. You know, that's what I want too, is I want the faculty to experience, and I say the magic that the kids experience. So I'm going to do my best to try to motivate and encourage them, because even in that, even as adults, there's a hustle and a bustle, but we lose our creativity because we just become complacent or we just in routine. But no, it motivated me. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do over spring break. You know, I still have a kit. I'm going to paint my kid. I'm painting again. So just because I found such a piece myself.
No. And that's exactly it. My older sister is actually a nurse and down in Phoenix. And during COVID, we sent them some workbooks and stuff like that. And it's because you're right. It's as adult, I'm lucky enough. I'm an artist. That's my, who I am, who I'm defined, even though I'm defined as a lot of different people to a lot of, but it's I practice. That's the thing, is when I tell my students, I practice what I preach. I physically work out every day and I creatively work out every day, whether it's, I'm a painter by nature, but I also write music. I'm also, take photographs. So when I say something, it's not BS, it's real. I believe in what I'm saying. And it's like, and if you listen to me, like you can get in that, because my emotional ups and downs are not big, like, because I know it's because of what I do every day. Because like you started touching on that, like, and I, again, like I'm in the same space as you. It's like, and I've said this on the podcast before, it's like mental health right now is an epidemic. And it's like, so what do we do? And it's like, it's for me, it's not just talking about it. It's like, I think we're doing stuff about it. And again, like the workbooks that we do or the kits that we have, like those are just starting points. Like I want people to find their own thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's just so rewarding. Like it was, I mean, we're like what, like a week and a half out. Like, are you still buzzing from that moment of like really seeing that, like the kind of, I want to say joy. And like, again, we feel lucky that we get to work with the NFL PA. And like, I'm sure like for you, it was just kind of a wow moment.
It's still a wow moment. Just this past weekend, I was talking to some friends about it. And so I have so many of the phones from pictures from that day in my phone. And I just keep going back to them. Right. And I'm just still in awe of what happened that day, capturing those moments. It's very encouraging and motivating. And I'm just glad that I don't have to worry about forgetting it, because I've got the pictures to always go back to and reference. And I know you can never duplicate, but I just want to give another experience to my middle and my elementary kids. And I'm on edge thinking, is there another one of those rambunctious kids in that group who's going to come out of there, right? And say, oh my God, this was so much fun. I initially hated this, but now I love it. Or I want to be a painter. I want to be an artist. Right? They find some joy and peace that they can cling to help them move forward, because that's the thing right there. You got to find something to connect to.
And it's again, like it's for me, it's, I always say it's, we need to be proactive in these approaches as opposed to reactive. Because if you start at a young age, like in elementary school, and showing these kids that it's okay to be creative, because, and I say this like as a man, like some, you know, obviously men have this trouble being vulnerable. That's what I think is so beautiful about, and not that women don't have trouble being vulnerable either, but
no, I know what you're saying.
And I think that having athletes there, that we define them as this thing, this is who they are, this is what they do. But then when they sit down and they start painting those kits and then they share these kits, like I always say this, it gives people permission to be creative, which is a big thing, because it's almost like we're not supposed to be creative when we're adults, because, well, that's, you know, that's just, that's doesn't mean anything. It does mean something. I think it should be required from elementary through college, that you not only can take this as an elective, but you need to take it as a requirement, because it's impactful.
Yeah. I didn't realize or even was aware of the whole painting with the pros or had no background knowledge about that until the opportunity was, you know, shared with me. But even in that, I was just like, look at these men, look at these athletes, like they're painting with these kids. It was very refreshing because you also get to see them in a different light, and to get to see their creativity, and they get to see how they connected with the paint and how they brought it back to their past experiences or where they're moving forward to in life. So yeah, that, it was really, really, it was awesome. Like if you, I talk about it and I smile every time I talk about this, what happened with my kids, with family and friends, whomever. I just hope that we can kind of continue this relationship as we move forward, even if it's, you know, it's not everybody, but just common person's coming back.
Yep.
Right.
Tony Birdie's coming back to do that as well, I think.
I don't know. I left it up to them. They're just,
I think Tony's going to come paint actually this time.
I think that's great. Come on.
Yep. No, because he didn't get, because he was doing the goody two shoes. Yep. So it'll be fun for him to actually come in and experience the other side.
Yep.
But it is like, I think I was we had so much fun, like, and you and I had so much fun, like, bantering back and forth, because you guys were giving me a little flack for wearing my media badge and my long hair and whatever. But, like, but it's this to me is like, I always say this, like, and this goes along with my class, what Chris and I started with this, with the abstract athlete, it's the most rewarding stuff that I've ever done. And it's because when we come into schools like yours, or we do events or whatever, it's like, just to see the residue and what it like starts. And it's like, because if you like, for instance, if you have that kid that was in the thing where he was totally against it, but now his, like, everything kind of changed for him. Now it's like keeping that impact going, like, maybe he influences somebody else, is like, look what I did. And then it's like, oh, well, if he can do that, I can do that. Like, and it's like, it just becomes like a domino. And it is like, I keep saying the word impactful, but that it's inspiring.
Let me tell you the impact that it had on him. So after that event, I was in a classroom doing a teacher observation. And when I walked in, of course, the kids were a little, you know, noisy, loud. He stood up and he was a leader that day. And he said, guys, be quiet. Miss Brown's in the room. We shouldn't be acting like this. We should be listening to the teacher. Everybody get back to work. He wouldn't have done that prior to this event. And I know that for a fact. And so my admin team and I were talking, since this event, he has not been in any trouble.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
He has been the kid. He's always on our radar because of just doing things on and off the campus. But he has not been sent out of the classroom. I've had no notices from anybody in the community about him. So it made a huge impact on his life.
That makes me so happy. I'm going to be smiling the rest of the day. Let me know, by the way, we have these journals that are kind of like daily journals.
Uh-huh.
And let me know, and like, we can send some of these to you as well, and you can hand them out. We don't have enough for like however many students you have.
Yeah.
at the moment, but like I just, like, again, like, I think our relationship with your school is not just going to just be this next event either. I think it is going to be something that it's going to be like that, but it's that to me, again, this is what we had always thought about, like, in terms of how do you change culture? Like, for lack of a better way to say it. And it's like, and that's what we need. Like, it's more, you know, like, that's why I think it's so great that the NFLPA does this, because it does, like, that story you just told, like, just, like, I got chills, like, literally, I'm like, kind of like, oh,
I saw your chills.
Yeah, I know. Like, but my hair all stood up. It's impactful, but it's also fun, because, again, like, I go back to, even like before the event started, and just the way that the faculty was moving, like, it just, it brings a different energy, because it's, again, I speak from being a teacher, like, it's exhausting, because it's and it's hard. And I don't think people realize that, like, you know, it's, what we do is we're like surrogate parents in some ways. And mm-hmm. I'm, you know, like, I'm in a university setting, which is obviously they should be grown up, not all the time, but whereas, like, with you, it's like you are dealing with how they grow up, and it's, you know, it's tough. And, like, so to have the events like this that is for the students, but it's not just for the student, it's for everybody. Yeah. It's for the community, and it's like, and it does change culture, for lack of a better way to say it.
And that's the biggest thing that I also want from it too, is what you saw, those teachers that came in there, those teachers are so connected to the kids. Yep. To me, they want to see the best for our kids, for our community, and they want to be the change, to change the culture.
Yep.
And that's what I want for the adults, because we expect these things from kids, but we also need to change and be the change to create a positive climate and culture as well.
Yep. No. Well, I know you are a very, very busy woman, and I cannot thank you enough. And I'm so, so sorry I'm not going to be out there. But I'm sure we will see each other again, because like I said,
I'm sure we will.
I think that this relationship is, you know, like, again, we're lucky enough to have to work with Tim and Katie and Daryl and Percy and Chris. And I just feel like it's this is a start, and cannot wait for more things to happen. So, but I, again, like, please, if you ever want me to join a class by Zoom, like if you ever have any art students that are wanting to apply to school, VCU is great. It's
okay.
The number one public art school in the country. I don't know how I got here, but like anything that you guys need, you guys know that we're here, and we just had a blast. And please tell all the faculty, thank you so much. And all of your students are awesome. So
I will definitely do that. And I look forward to talking to you in the future and reconnecting, because I'm confident that that will happen.
Yep. And this, I'll send you, this will be out actually maybe next week. So I'll,
okay.
It's going to be attached with Tony's on it. Tony Birdie, Isaac Keys, and Rashad Kent just did really little snippet things at the event. But I definitely wanted to get you on this, because I think the importance of you in this cannot be spoken about big enough, because you were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. And you take care, and we'll talk soon.
Bye. Have a lovely day.
Bye. You too.
Just so much fun talking to all these incredible people. We had such a blast at West Prep Academy. Seeing the smiles on everyone's faces always makes us happy. The four people I had on today are absolutely the best of humans, inspiring, creative, and really they have a want to give back. So please make sure to follow Tony on Instagram at GTSFLV, Isaac on Instagram at Isaac Keys, Rashad on Instagram at the_real_VSKLASS, and Miss Yolanda Brown at www.westprep.net. Thank you again to the NFLPA's Professional Athletes Foundation, Leslie Isler, Andre Collins, Laura Stefano, Carol Banks, Mariah, Terry, and everyone else. Do not forget to listen to the two other podcasts on the Abstract Athlete Network, and stop by our website, theabstractathlete.com, and our social media platforms, and check out our product lines, news, and upcoming events. Thank you for listening to the Abstract Athlete Podcast. We will see you next week. And as always, do not forget to exercise the body, and do not forget to exercise the mind. Stay well out there.